Yesterday, thousands of runners took part in the 36th Belfast Marathon, but before the event, organisers warned that this could be the last time it is staged because of policing costs. Now, under new road legislation, the organisers would be responsible for the cost of policing the event, which could be upward of £100,000. The PSNI has said the reality of the financial pressures facing the organisation means it must direct resources to the areas of greatest need. 0303 80 55 55. Let's speak first to the UUP MLA and former leader Mike Nesbitt. Good morning to you, Mike.
Morning, Biddy.
You can put this into a bit more context for it, because some people will have expected, you know, different parades or organisations to be paying for their policing already. But at the moment, Belfast Marathon, they don't. 120 grand, roughly, a year for them to police it?
Yeah, well, there's been a change in legislation, Vinny, which is behind this. But can I begin by adding my condolences to the family of the poor runner who lost
his
life?
Yes, of course.
Yesterday. I chair an all-party group on sport and recreation, and on the 23rd of April at our last meeting, we took a briefing from David Seaton, who organises the Belfast Marathon, and his colleague John Allen from Athletics Northern Ireland, and they are telling us about their concerns about this new legislation, the road closure order, which puts three new responsibilities and duties on people who are organising events like the marathon, or indeed a street party, you know, maybe a street party for the royal wedding that's coming up. Each duty has a cost to it. The first is to advertise locally, so putting an ad, for example, in the Arts Chronicle. The second is to employ a professional road management company who will put out cones and then take them away after the event. And the third is to pay for the police. And as we understand it, the police charge £65 per hour per officer. There's a minimum charge of 3 hours, and you'll not be able to do an event with just a single officer. So you're immediately looking at for something like £1,000 plus for the smallest of events.
Yeah.
For a big event like the marathon, as David Seaton said, you're looking at maybe £120,000.
It's incredible money, Mike Nesbitt. £65 an hour, and then on a bank holiday, so for example, yesterday, that doubled, so it's around £130 per hour. So you're talking around a grand a police officer. It's a lot of money. Given the fact that we don't have an executive at the minute, who is putting this new legislation through?
Well, that's what we want to find out in terms of this all-party group, because there is no absolute clarity. It appears that this order has been around for a while, but it's only just being implemented. So we would like to know why. We would also like to know whether it's being applied consistently, council by council, because councils have a role in terms of this. And we also want to argue the case that it is counterintuitive and that it goes against the spirit of the executive draft programme for government, which talks about doing things that promote healthier people in terms of our citizens. So what we're hoping to do up at Stormont, hopefully before the end of the month, is have another meeting of the all-party group and bring together the key stakeholders, the Department of Infrastructure, the PSNI, and the local councils, or NILGA, who represent all the local councils, and just try and get some clarity about why this new order is being implemented, how it's going to be implemented, and what are the implications, particularly for small events, for small community events, where finding £1,000 is frankly impossible, because what they're about is having a fun day to raise a few bob for charity.
Mike, stay there if you can for a moment. 0303 80 55 55. Also with us, journalist Amanda Ferguson and the former Assistant Chief Constable Alan McQuillan. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Alan, when it comes to an event as big as just under 17,000, for example, yesterday with the marathon, policing and making sure everyone is safe is really important. It's vital. So that role of the police there surely is very important. And if it comes at the cost of the entire event, is that not a step too far?
Well, I think that's absolutely nonsense and scaremongering by the event organisers. This is a private company. It has assets. It has the checked accounts. And the last time it reported it at £75,000 net assets. This is not some small charity. So it is a big event that we want to see preserved and done in Northern Ireland. But equally, the police are at the edge of what they can do financially. And people should pay the cost. Now, I've heard them quote figures of £120,000 for the day. The reality is, with a properly designed road scheme and a proper professional traffic management company, they can do this event for a fraction of that cost. And I think this is just scaremongering to avoid paying for anything.
Well, you mentioned, was it 75,000 in assets?
Well, they had 75,000 assets, I think, in their account.
Well, just if we just compare, you know, money for money, so 75 with 120, you know, they're suggesting this would mean they couldn't afford to pay. That might reinforce that to an extent, but I do not know a lot about their details. Can I just ask you, Alan, because I know you're tight for time, and that's our fault for coming to you a little bit late, but other things that happen in Northern Ireland or even in Belfast, would you draw a comparison? Would you maybe make any difference? For example, Orange Order parades, Gay Pride, Boys Brigade, Hibernians, you know, would you make everyone pay and organise it themselves separately, perhaps not using the police?
I think there's two different issues here. First of all, there are events that are purely an issue of public safety from the point of view of road traffic. And in those cases, I think the event organisers should make the arrangements themselves for the event with the relevant traffic management and bring in a professional company to do it. I mean, there are a number of those companies in Northern Ireland that have huge experience in doing this now, and they're hugely cheaper than the police. I think when you get to some other events, like political parades or Orange Order parades and some other types of events, where there's a public order issue as well, I think the issue of public order in the streets, in the public domain, is a matter for the police.
Ah, so you think in some circumstances, like for example, for an Orange Order parade, then that would be okay. I just wanted to mention as well that the chairman of the Marathon Committee, David Seaton, he had suggested that with this new legislation, parading, for example, would be exempt. So those ones I mentioned would not have to pay. So they would continue to get the services off the police for free.
Well, it depends upon, in fact, I believe it should be depend upon whether there's a public order dimension to it or not. That should be the creation. What are the police for? What should they be doing? And what should other people who want to do these things? And, you know, that we all want the vibrant social scene. We want lots of events. We have culture nights in Belfast, all sorts of things, which there's a very clear role for the police in helping manage that event, because of the public safety issues. And also,
is there no public safety issues around a marathon, people running on the road?
There are public
safety issues. It's a big enough city in terms of trying to make sure everyone's safe.
But this legislation was put across to specifically give private companies operating within a scheme approved by the council and the department the power to close the roads to keep people safe. In the past, there was no covering legislation, and the police were doing it themselves on a wing and a prayer legally.
Well, I have no idea if that further details on that. I'm just looking at an article from the Irish News 2015, for example, and they put the expenditure for policing the 12th over that period. So that's from the 11th to the 15th of July at 1.8 million.
Yeah, huge costs. And the question we've got to ask,
you see why people will say, well, why would they get that? And that would be fine. That would be for free. And then, for example, the marathon, you heard Mark Nesbitt say there, you know, this is something that promotes healthy lifestyle, healthy living, you know, would have to pay.
You see, I don't see why any organisation that's operating an event like that shouldn't be doing the traffic management itself. So I don't see why the Orange Order shouldn't be doing, for example, the traffic management side of its parades. And the police role in that is the public order one.
So you'd have the Orange Order at the Ordoin shops doing traffic management?
No, come on now, you're taking it to extremes. Traffic management issues are around making sure there's a buffer between vehicular traffic and the public who are involved in the event.
And do you think that they could afford that?
Well, the question then is, are they're imposing those costs on the rest of us. They're imposing those costs on policing. And very often, if they manage the thing properly, they can afford it.
And in what way?
Well, private companies will.
Sorry, I know I'm cutting across you, but I just know you have to go. But are you basically saying that private companies could do this a lot cheaper than the police will?
Yeah, absolutely. A fraction of the cost. I mean, private company probably charging £10-12 an hour. For people on a day, even on a public holiday.
So why are the police charging us 130 on a bank holiday?
Because that's the wage structure of the police service. I mean, the police are not seeking to make a profit in this.
No, but are you trying to tell me that the police are, that police officer yesterday, one of those 120 or so police officers was getting a £130 an hour?
No, they're not getting £130 an hour, but by the time you add up all the costs of putting them there, their vehicles, everything, it costs the police £130 an hour to put them out in the street.
Alan, stay there if you can. I know you're tight for time. Amanda Ferguson, there will be people listening and they'll say, well, look, why are there different things that are being compared as the same? So if you are, for example, going to a gay pride event, why would they not have to pay for that, to police that, to keep people safe? And then you're going to make people pay the marathon to or, you know, a huge event that they have on every year for 36 years.
Well, this is the thing. You know, I made a joke yesterday that the marathon organisers let on, they're having a parade and get the policing for free. I think whenever people look at the vast sums of money that is spent on policing here, it just strikes me as absurd that the Belfast Marathon, which is such a wonderful annual event, is under threat. Now, the reason it's under threat is because costs are soaring and the PSNI has to focus its money elsewhere. So the problem here is that the police isn't properly resourced in terms of the amount of money they have every year. And to me, that's the price of political failure. I think what you have to look at is the benefit to society from the Belfast Marathon. You know, it's not as if this is some big, you know, fat cat sitting back smoking cigars. Every time I talk to the guys at Athletics NI, their main focus every year is, please mention, get guys and girls to join the clubs, you know, get them to join the athletics clubs. So the benefits of the marathon extend beyond the day: physical health, mental health, savings for the NHS, tourism, hospitality, the amount of money that it raises for charities. And also as well, it's one of the days during the year where the police get to interact with the public in a happy environment. I just think that the idea that it's under threat because of a traffic management is ludicrous.
What about the fact that, you know, if you have no interest in the marathon, or if you have no interest in Gay Pride, or if you have no interest in the 12th of July celebrations, you know, why should anyone have to pay through their taxes for something that they do not participate or have any interest in?
Well, that's just life. You know, we're not always going to be interested in every event that's happening in Northern Ireland. You know, that's the way society
But for
works.
A lot of those events, you don't have to pay, you know, in some way for a proportion of the cost for running it.
Yeah, but everybody that takes part in the marathon, I don't know, was 17,000 people?
Just under, yeah.
Most of those are taxpayers. They pay an entry fee. You know, they're trying to keep the cost down as much as possible. I was having a look at the PSNI website and I noticed something that has no plans to recruit special constables or civilian volunteers. And it strikes me as the sort of thing traffic management or, you know, with the specialist company, that it could actually be done by volunteers. But I have to admit, whenever I heard this figure of £130 an hour, if you work that out on a day, it's about a grand a day per police officer. Anyway, it struck me as the sort of feeling I get when I hear about what dentists and lawyers charge.
You heard what Alan said in relation to that they don't actually get that £130 an hour. I think if they did, a lot of us would be signing up. What about the fact that the marathon is a business? So this is a business. It's set up in that way, and therefore, why would you give free help and assistance, essential help and assistance, to your business?
I think just because of the huge benefit that it brings to Northern society as a whole. You know, if you look at what the marathon does every year, you know, and all of the input that the athletics community in Northern Ireland has to making society better for everybody. You know, you look at all those Couch to 5K societies that are run by volunteers, people giving up their time. They're all taxpayers as well. I just think that it would be a shame if something as wonderful as the Belfast Marathon was put in jeopardy because of traffic management.
Let's take a few calls on this. Stephen, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning, Vinny.
What do you think?
Well, the big concern, of course, is how this legislation came about in the first place. I think members of the public are increasingly concerned about the government in general, all the way from Westminster through to local councils, shifting cost responsibilities back onto the ratepayer and the taxpayer. Now, vis-a-vis the marathon, I think Alan McQuillan's right in, you know, a private security company or a traffic management company could handle those costs in a much, I think, more affordable way. But the big people that benefit out of the Belfast Marathon, never mind from the athletics point of view, never mind from the tourism point of view, are the charities.
Yeah, people running for charity, supporting.
Running for charity.
Yeah, sponsor me, etc.
I haven't heard a word from anybody, but I would be concerned about this shift. This is a pattern that is very obvious, that people are taking what we used to think we paid rates and taxes for and basically cutting that off, saying we can't afford it, and shifting the responsibility back onto the taxpayer who's paying twice.
All right, Stephen, thank you. Brian O'Neill, good morning, Brian.
Hi, Vinny.
Go ahead, Brian. What do you think? And just to relate to what Stephen said there, and Mike Nesbitt mentioned as well, this new legislation, we're not exactly sure where the driving force is behind this. We have no executive at the minute, so that one will be come out in the next few days. Brian, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a supporter of the marathon. I've done the relay myself quite a few times, but I'm always kind of curious of where exactly a lot of the money does go, because as a lot of contributors have said, it's a limited company. So, for example, this year, it was 130 quid to enter a relay team. And I'm looking at their website, and last year there was over 1,800 relay teams. So there's a massive amount of money being generated by this event and their sponsors and everything else. So
130 quid. How many legs are there off the relay?
Five.
So that would be for possibly five people.
No, that's in total. So 130 in total.
Yeah, so that would cover five people.
There is also like an early bird rate and stuff, I guess, here. But that's the rates I'm seeing here.
What about the other element, Brian, in relation to, you know, different organisations that would have parades, that have events that need the police to come and to police and to keep everyone safe? The likes of the 12th, the likes of Pride, you know, should they have to pay?
I'm always a bit sceptical of when the police come out with these figures, because if you have cops on duty anyway, they're there. So I don't see... Because we had the same situation, remember, with like some of the parades or with North Belfast, figures were coming out, you know, it was like 100,000 a night and all this type of stuff. But if you have cops on duty anyway, is it really that much more expensive to put them...
But obviously we're moving police, you know, that if there's a concentrated area where police need to be and for a longer period of time, for example, at Tulare, you wouldn't necessarily have had those people there that whole time. You can't take them away from elsewhere. So I think a lot of what we're talking about is overtime. Michael, I can give you 20 seconds. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Hello, Vinny. Yes. I think somebody made a point there for me. I think if you renamed the marathon, the LGBT Solidarity Belfast Marathon, I don't think the pace and I would do anything at all.
Well, who knows?